Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
It's a rainy Monday, January 9th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. That's the sound of what used to be a dry creek in Ojai.
Yeah, this is insane.
It's near reporter Stephanie O'Neill's home in Ojai. Arroyo Seco is Spanish for dry creek. By tonight, we won't have any dry creeks in Southern California thanks to this new storm. Ojai got 3 inches of rain by 11 o'clock this morning. It's still coming down. Santa Barbara County has already issued evacuation warnings for neighborhoods below the hills burned by the Alisal, Cave, and Thomas fires. You remember the Thomas fire burned more than 250,000 acres of brush in chaparral 5 years ago. It also set up conditions for the gigantic and deadly mud and debris flow that thundered through Montecito a month later. 23 people were killed. Well, that has not been forgotten, and it's why Santa Barbara County has been busy clearing away debris basins to prep for today's storm. Scott Safechuck is the public information officer for the Santa Barbara County Fire Department. He says they're on the scene in Montecito, watching and waiting.
We do have lots of isolated incidents of rocks falling onto roads, smaller slides.
Santa Barbara County has a website with all the emergency evacuation info. It's at readysbc.org. Some places along the Ventura River are also under evacuation orders. The river overflowed its banks during last week's storm. Glenn Shepard is with Ventura County Public Works. He's watching the sky and watching the river.
Yeah, we're expecting the peak flows around midnight, and right now the flow in the river is pretty low. It's come up a little bit since the weekend.
The Ventura Beach RV Resort is now under an evacuation order. County officials have also notified those camped out along the river to get to higher ground now. It's too dangerous. And at La Conchita, the little neighborhood between Ventura and Carpinteria, tucked between the 101 and the coastal hills, Ventura County Fire had emergency crews plus a geologist on hand there. You might remember when the hill behind a portion of La Conchita collapsed and slid down in 2005. 10 people were killed. Dozens of homes were crushed. Even with all the rain, the hillside has been holding today. In fact, Ventura County just released the emergency crews there a few minutes ago. Now, we've been telling you about atmospheric rivers. That's what's rolling in today. To get rainfall forecasts for those atmospheric rivers, the hurricane hunters with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration fly specially equipped planes straight into a storm and drop devices that measure moisture, wind, and temperature in real time. Jonathan Rutz is with the Scripps Institution of Oceanography at UC San Diego. He says all that data makes forecasts far more accurate.
What was previously sort of the skill that we used to have for one of these events with a two-day forecast, we had that same skill 4 days out. So we essentially doubled the amount of lead time with which we were able to make a precipitation forecast.
How nasty is this storm going to get in the LA Basin, the valleys, Orange County, and the Inland Empire? It's going to get nasty enough that all of them will be under a National Weather Service flood watch late tonight through Tuesday evening.
We're really looking at a fairly extended period of moderate to heavy rain, chance of thunderstorms.
That's David Bruno with the National Weather Service. Fairly extended, doesn't extend past Tuesday, though. We will enjoy sunny days from Wednesday into the weekend, but the forecast right now calls for some rain on Saturday and more rain on Saturday night and Sunday. The coastal areas of Orange County will be under a wind advisory through tomorrow afternoon. You see all that storm water pouring down those typically dry creeks and rivers? No doubt you wonder, Why can't we capture it, save it for later? Well, there's a project underway at the San Fernando Regional Park to do exactly that. It broke ground last year. When it's ready to go, it will collect stormwater and funnel it underground into an aquifer. Art Castro is an engineer with the LA Department of Water and Power. He says building stormwater capture projects like the one at the San Fernando Regional Park will help us save a lot of water so we can use it when we need it.
But in terms of long term, it's going to take at least a few decades before capturing most of the stormwater in LA County.
But it's not like we let everything flow into the ocean. Stormwater capture already accounts for about a third of LA's water supply. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.